via voice talking.
Yeah, just voice. I don't want people to be distracted by my good looks.
You're the one that used to wear the black didn't you wear that black ski mask?
Yeah. I invented that mask, and then the ski mask pink guy stole it.
Oh, he stole your look, huh? He stole your thunder. You should have gotten a rainbow one. That would have rainbow's more you know what than just pink.
Yeah, rainbow probably would suit him more, but also it's very 2022. Everyone's trans now.
So are we recording right now?
Yeah, I've just got to I'll do my welcome thing. Hang on.
All right.
Okay, welcome back to the Brown Snake interview series. This week's guest is Rickosaurus. Welcome, Rick.
Thank you, Brown Snake. By the way, it's not Rickosaurus anymore. I retired that. Rickosaurus was too ghetto, too vulgar, too naked. So I don't know. I was going nuts. So I went away for a while. So I'm back now as just Rick from LA 1979. I used to use that username for I used it way back when I first got on Twitter, like in 2011. So
back old school.
Go check me out. I'm sorry.
Back in the old school days.
Yeah, when I was in too crazy, you know, showing my wiener or showing sex clips of me and my wife going at it.
You went too far, man.
I know. I got nuts. My wife was like, dude, you know you're like 42 with like kids. You're not like 28 and single, living by yourself. And I was like, yeah, I got to chill.
Where the fuck have you been?
Well, I mean, I've been nowhere. I mean, I've just been doing the same thing. I just wasn't logging in anymore under any account. That was just basically it.
But why?
But I've been still trucking and all that, you know, still doing the same thing that I was doing up to when I left.
But why did you leave? Everyone wants to know.
Okay. First of all, I wasn't dead. I'm not dead. I'm not in trouble with the law. I didn't get in trouble or I don't know, or me and wifey didn't divorce or anything like that. No, it's just that I was just like, you know what? I got to stop, man. I'm too obsessed with Twitter. I got too obsessed. And she even said, dude, even when you're home, like, pay attention to your kids. I'm like, yeah, you're right. What the fuck am I doing? So I told her I left Twitter. Now, here's the thing. She thinks I'm still off it. So what I'm doing now is.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, what I'm doing is when I'm at home, I don't log on, like, at all. I just maybe a quick 5-minute round of, like, I'll do a drive-by, like everybody's post and all, and then get off. You know what I mean? Yeah, I call it a drive-by. But other than that, when I'm home, I'm not home that often. I got to work now a lot, be on the road, because we have a lot of expenses with this stupid house renovation that me and wife are doing. So yeah. I tell them, hey, I got to be on the road a lot. So when I'm on the road, like today, I'm doing what's called a 34-hour reset. I have to, by law, take 34 hours off. I can't move the truck, basically. Yeah. So, you know, so I got time to just chill, be on Facebook, jack off like a motherfucker. You know,
classic all that Rick. Stuff.
Yes, but so that's what happened. I had to just go away for a little while.
Well, what
and all that?
What? So you just think it was like hearing from your family that you weren't present was the limit?
I just got too obsessed with Twitter and you know, and I was just doing too many crazy things, and I was thinking, you know what? Who knows? One day someone's going to recognize me and my wife. They're going to be like, and they're going to dox her. They're going to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. And, that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, well, I can't be. Well, I mean, I just put her face. I just did a post recent, like about an hour ago of me and my wife FaceTiming. But I mean, I can't be putting out the sex stuff anymore. Like her and I really like going at it. Like that's insane, you know?
Yeah, that seemed crazy. Did she know you were doing that? Did she know you were
posting?
Yeah,
she knew. She kind of knew.
And what did she think about that? Was she into it?
She was just like, yeah, not into it, but she was more like, well, I guess if you want to do it, I'll, like, if you want to put it out there, I guess I'm all right. But see, that's the thing. But then I thought, hey, one day someone's just going to recognize us. They're going to be like, hey, I know you. You're, you know, even if I don't interact with you, I know you. Because, you know, you have a lot, sometimes you have a lot of followers that don't interact with you ever. But they're following you and they know who you are and they know what you look like. So what if I run into one of those on the street one day and they get our license plate or I don't know, they see my truck or Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know, or if they find out, like, my wife wants to go back to work to get a municipal job. She retired from hers. Yeah. She was working in, you know, at a municipality in Southern California. She's like, man, someone, I go, here's a funny thing. Okay, this is pretty. I live near Ski Mask.
We're from, oh, really?
He lives in a city called Tyler, Texas.
Tyler, Texas, yeah.
Well,
he doesn't live there anymore.
Oh, he does. Well, because the last time I spoke to him about maybe a 6, 7, 8 months, maybe within the year, he said that, excuse me, that because he knows where I live now. I live in a private gated community nearby. So where he said, you can leave that. It doesn't matter. He said that he was working in the city of Tyler, and my wife wanted to apply for the city of Tyler, and I'm like, oh my god, imagine they run into each other and start knowing each other. I'm like, fuck, you know. Man, and then
that's pretty funny.
I'm just scared that he might be like, hey, city of Tyler, look at what this Rick from LA's wife was up to on Twitter, you know what I mean, and showing us going at it anal and shit like that.
Yeah, I thought the ski mask guy, he was back at Connecticut. He had the girlfriend. He's had that whole girlfriend war. Did you see that with Chad and Joe Exotic with the girlfriend?
I never knew exactly what was going on. I just would see Joe Exotic's post that ski mask was doing this and that with. I mean, I don't know. I didn't get involved. That was none of my business. But I thought he moved back. So from what I heard is, he went from Tyler, Texas to Connecticut, was living with the girl, Chuck Mangione's sister or something like that, or Chick Mangione.
Correct.
Very attractive lady. Very attractive.
Yeah, lovely girl.
Yeah, good. Very good looking. And then he came back. So did he go back again? Like they rehooked?
I think so. I'm no expert in the field of ski mask, but I'm pretty sure that's what happened. But I'll check it out.
Okay, well, good for him, man. You know, that's a good looking girl. And look, man,
he didn't get back to Laura. He's got a new girlfriend. That's the scam.
Oh, he has a new chick.
Yeah.
But where at?
And she was at a comedy show, and someone took a picture. I believe might have been Atticus Finch took a picture, and they put it up on Twitter. And there's been a lot of teasing about his girlfriend, and she got all upset. It's a whole thing.
Oh, wait a minute. Did Atticus, did he get ski mask permission, or he just put it up?
No.
Whoa. How did he? Was it at an event or what?
Yeah, it was at maybe Ray DeVito's show, and you know, because everyone knows what ski mask looks like, so he took a photo of him and his girlfriend's there. So, yeah.
And what's wrong with the girlfriend? Whether they say that she's fat or what?
You wouldn't say so.
I would, dude. These Texas chicks, man, dude. Okay, first of all, Texas girls are—that's real white girl, like white girl out here. They're blonde as fuck. I mean, blue eyes, everything.
Like Christina Gleason.
Yeah, because in California, white people are like what some guy. But there's one guy I listen to. He calls them Euro trash. They're just, you know, they're not even real white. No, in Texas, they're white. Like people are really white out here. And second,
fat white.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They're all the chicks out here dress in t-shirts, like, you know, like stupid looking t-shirts, but they got the biggest tits. Like all the, like most girls out here have big fucking tits, man.
Yeah, man.
Like Anthony would say, big fucking tits.
Yeah,
like,
that just means they're
like,
fat,
they might
dude.
Have floppy bodies, but they got tits. What?
I'm out. That's sloppy, smoppy. I'm out.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you would hate them. I mean, they have all the women out here have like 3 to 4 kids. You know what I'm saying? Like a shitload of kids out here. So they got all the hanging bellies and all that stuff, but they got the big tits. And, you know, some of them, and they're chunky. A lot of them are chunky to fat, but for me, I'm like in heaven, man. I'm like, whoa.
I bet.
But I know.
I noticed in your pictures now, you're personally quite skinny.
Dude, it's a diabetes, man. I got diabetes.
Did you just catch the diabetes?
Well, I mean, it's not that. Well, my dad had it. So I don't know if it's hereditary or no, but I mean, I was just, but see, I see other people eating like I do, the amount of sugar that I do, and they don't get it. So it has to be from my dad, I guess.
How long have you had it?
Well, Last April is when I knew I had a problem, because one, like, it literally within a few nights, I started peeing a lot, like gallons. And that's the sign that your body is no longer processing, well, it's no longer producing the insulin to regulate your blood sugar. So you start peeing a lot, because what happens is your body's saying, hey, I need to flush this out. So I got to flush out all this sugar in your blood. And you start, and but what I was doing was literally drinking like juices with a lot of sugar, as because I would get thirsty instead of, and what I got to do now is drink water.
But what a sock.
When I got to flush out. But I still, my blood sugar is still like at the 200 level, which is really elevated. So I got to, but I don't want to go, I can't go on insulin or they take away my license. Well, I think what they do now is you have to be on insulin for 3 months and show that your body can handle it, I guess, like be okay with it.
Before well, that's not they, convenient you when you got to work all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm a truck driver. That's the thing. We're heavily regulated. And one of the things is our health. Like, we can't be passing out on the road, you know? So we can't be having, like, low blood sugar attacks or stuff like that. So I went on this thing called metformin, but it screws you up. So I kind of got off of it. So I've just been trying to drink a lot of water. But then, dude, I'm telling you right now, sugar is a worse drug than smoking, than cigarettes. I was able to quit cigarettes like nothing. I went cold turkey, haven't looked back. I had one cigar what's his name? The one from Caucasian, from Indianapolis. Yeah,
Indiana.
Yeah, Indiana. What's his name? Caucasian Hunger. Yeah, I forget his name.
Yeah, good.
All these, dude, all you guys with your usernames, just use your first. Well, I guess you can't. But I'm just like, it gets confusing. But yeah, with him, I hung out with him. I had one cigar. That's it. But other than that, dude, it was easy to give up smoking. Sugars, they are. I can't. I mean, my brain is always saying, I want sugar. I want chocolates.
Well, that's interesting, because I found giving up smoking very difficult. But giving up sugar, I can take it or leave it. Like currently, I'm eating like a pig and I'm getting fat, which is great. Yeah. But smoking, you know, I can just walk away.
I think, I had tried giving up smoking before, and I would always go back to it.
This it's so
time
good.
Around, I think, huh?
It's so good.
I know. That's the thing for me. Sweets are more good. So that's the difference. I guess you're like, you know, for some smoking is harder. For me, sugars and sweets and chocolate is harder.
I've decided like today, that people of Mexican descent seem to be prone to diabetes. Like,
we pig out too much, dude.
There's Gil Bravo. Like, he's pre-diabetic or diabetic. You got Vegas 702. She's got the diabetes. Like, what the hell?
It's because we eat shit, dude. That we're a fat race. We're just—it's very rare for us to be thin. like my nieces and all that—not nieces, they're my first cousins. They're like a rarity. Like, they're thin. You know, most Mexicans are fat because we eat a bunch of tortillas and beans and like it's it tastes. I like Mexican food. It tastes good to me, but it's shitty food health wise. You know, so we're always fat.
Well, you had me a shitty food, because I think Mexican food, man, it seems to be consistently shit.
Well, it depends who makes it. That's the thing. So,
no, it doesn't.
I don't know where you've had. Huh?
Fuck the flavor of it. It's like brown. It's all fried with beans and shit. I'm like, what's so good about beans?
I like it. Huh?
What's so good about beans?
Well, one, it's easily grown. And so it's like one of those cheap foods that is just, they grow everywhere, like corn, you know?
Yeah, I don't like corn either.
Yeah. Oh my God. Out here I'm right here in Ohio, the Midwest, all of Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Missouri, it's all fucking cornfields, not like Pennsylvania. So that's
what else is in Ohio? Is that just corn, just farmland? That's it. There's nothing really there.
Nothing. It's just corn. Yeah, it's like farmland and mostly corn. That's America is like grows a shitload of corn. Dude, we don't rely on anybody for food, man. We can grow our own shit. And California grows a lot of fruits and all that.
That's not just America, though. That's Australia, too, dude. Like, we grow everything, too. But Fuck you.
Well, cool. Isn't everything on the coast? Doesn't everything grow only on the coast? Or the coast ranges? Because in the middle is the outback.
Nah, not really. I've actually got shares in a property up in the Northern Territory, and it's huge. It's probably as big as Texas. The farm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it's just, you guys like get powering. Rain? What's that?
And you guys get rain? You guys get rain and you have vegetation and all that?
Yeah, it's like monsoonal rain, so it's seasonal up there. There's crocodiles. It's a whole thing.
Damn.
But I thought,
do they
like,
come up to your property?
Well, not in my property, but up there they do. Yeah, they have to move them because they're protected now. You can't just kill them.
Man, see, that's gay.
It is gay, isn't it? There's heaps of them. Just kill a few.
Yeah, but then I know. But I don't know. Like I see them out here in there's warning signs when you drive through Louisiana, like watching with the Crocs and all that.
They're alligators, so, dude.
Where?
Isn't there any alligators in South America?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, oh well, I'm sure in the Amazon and all that.
Dude, a saltwater crocodile would fuck one of your alligators up the ass. They are so much bigger and tougher.
Damn. What? Yeah. Wait a minute. So how deep, how far into the ocean or the sea do they go?
They go into the surf and shit. I don't know how deep they go. I don't know. It's
you're
a very
telling
northern
me you
Australia
the...
thing. I'm not that far north.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, hold on. Where in Australia do you live? Like a general area?
On the coast, on the east coast, in the middle.
Okay, so north of Sydney.
Yeah. But like...
Okay, but on the coast.
But crocodiles, you don't see them, like, they're probably 20 hours north of me.
Oh, wait, hold on. You're telling me that you could be on the beach and some fucking croc's gonna come up to you?
Yeah.
That is nuts, dude. Because
I know, tourists get eaten all the time. It's hilarious. Because they don't understand.
Yeah, they're even worse than sharks. Because sharks, sometimes they just take a bite out of your leg or some crap. These freaking things will drag you into the ocean, drown you, do that death roll spin, and then you're done.
And they wait till you're nice and tender and rotten before they eat you.
Damn, they're crazy, dude. I've seen video of, I don't know if you've seen videos, like in India, they've opened up crocs with human bodies, and the body hasn't even decomposed yet. So you can still see the face of the person.
Yeah, we've had that.
They're chopped up in half.
Yeah, they're big. I'll send you some photos of how big they are. It's ridiculous.
Oh, hell no. Nah, dude, you guys are, Australia.
They look like houses sometimes.
Fuck, dude. Hey, how far back can you trace your lineage to Australia?
Well, my family, my relatives only come out in like 1900 from England.
Wait, you say 1900 or 18 or what?
1901.
Okay.
My
so
great-grandfather, he was an accountant. It's not very exciting. It's not very convict or badass, but it is what it is. And then on my mum's side, they were probably out in the middle 1800s. They were Irish farmers. So I'm half English, half Irish.
Okay, so you don't have neither side was an ancestor that was thrown there as a, like, for the, you know, when it was still a penal colony or whatever.
Nah, not me. And it's funny, you know, because you get Americans tease you, go, oh, you're all convicts and that. But in Australia, that's cool. If you had convict blood, that's awesome.
Damn, dude. Wait. Yeah. When did they start importing convicts? Like, at what point did they just say, okay, we don't do that no more. We're not going to send our convicts to Australia. Oh,
well,
okay.
Australia only got settled in like 1788 was the first big fleet of ships with convicts and shit. So,
yeah.
It was probably only like 70 years. We're pretty new.
Oh, okay. Hey,
we're half the age of the US.
Yeah, you're pretty new. What about the Aborigines? Are the chicks, okay, 100% Aborigine chicks. What do you think? Hot? Can they be hot or are they whack?
They're pretty rare now, man. Like, it's pretty mixed now. Like, yeah, it's like everything. There's some hot ones. They tend to age bad.
Yeah, they look like dudes when they age.
Yeah, but that's not always true, dude. Because, like, there's some chicks that, it's just, you can't generalize, I suppose. Because some age really well.
Have you ever hooked up with one that's like kind of more on the darker side than the blended side?
I'm white bread all the way, my whole career.
Oh, you've only had white chicks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You've never wanted to try one.
I don't know if my dick's racist or it's just like luck. I don't know.
Yeah. But are they okay? Have you ever been hit up by one where you're like, nah, you're hot, but I gotta stay 100 with white chicks or what?
No,
you've never been hit up.
Yeah, I was about to hook up with this chick. I was at my friend Jimmy's house, and it was late at night. We picked up these girls, and she was gorgeous. And Jimmy's sister come home, and she went psycho. She dragged her out of the house and said, "Get the fuck out!" And she went and got the one that was with Jimmy, dragged her out of his bed. She wouldn't have it.
Damn. Is that common with Australian chicks? Like white Australian chicks, do they not like Aborigine ones? Or
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I was pretty drunk. This chick was bogan as fuck, and she ended up being on meth, and she ended up going insane. So maybe she was just crazy. I don't know.
Oh, okay. It's not a thing. Like white chicks aren't crazy racist against Aborigine chicks.
Not really, no. You guys seem pretty racist up there. Like, you're obsessed with race. But in Australia, yeah, it's not as big a deal. Like,
oh, okay.
All you see on Twitter is race, race, race. And it's like, who cares?
Yeah, well, look at...
Because we've got mixed race in Australia. We got a lot of islander people, like a huge amount of Pacific Islander people, like New Guinea, Tonga, Samoa, heaps of people from India and China. It's not that big a deal. Who cares, you know?
Oh, right on. Yeah, they say that you guys are like the friendliest, one of the friendliest people out there.
So. Well, I wouldn't say that. I don't know. We like to fuck with visitors, you know, tease them and talk shit, but yeah, it's probably good natured. Yeah, I can use a boomerang. You can throw it comes back. I can't get it to come back right into my hand because you chuck it, it hooks around, and, you know, it's a big area, and it comes back to like 2 meters. And then you put your hand out, you might lose your fucking hand. It comes back fast.
Well, that's what I was saying. What was it for? Was it like to kill birds or what?
Yeah, like there could be a possum up in a tree or whatever, and you hit it. A goanna.
That's funny. Hey, do you ever see like the koalas and all the marsupials? You've seen them all?
Yeah. Like I live in a country town, so. My town, there's like 20,000 people, and it's surrounded by mountains and bushland. And, you know, I grew up on a farm on the edge of the bush. So it just is what it is. You just don't know any different. But when I was a kid, I used to chase kangaroos and try and catch them by hand.
Oh, shoot. Do they box you? Have you ever boxed a kangaroo?
Nah, the ones around here aren't as big. The ones out, I've been out like in the outback and that, they get huge. Like massive, they'll stand up and they are tough as fuck. But the ones around here are more timid, smaller ones. And I used to, as a kid, I'd spend about 2 hours stalking these kangaroos down this tree line. And then, you know, right at the end, I'd sprint out towards them and try and tackle them.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get your hands on them and they just run, man. They're just terrified, the poor bastards.
Oh, that's funny, man.
Yeah. I was a pretty feral kid.
Oh, that's funny.
I wasn't always this classy, Rick. Anyway, stop interviewing me, man. I'm supposed to be interviewing you.
Well, I'm more interested. I know. Well, I get caught up in you. Like, if you were just from America, I'd be like, okay, what do you want to know? But the fact that you're from Australia, like, I got to ask some questions, too, man.
I'm not some exotic bird.
I'm not saying you're you are to Americans. You're like, okay, like I want to know about Aborigine chicks, about fucking life, you know, like your wildlife out there, fucking crocs. Going up to you and eating you from the beach. That's crazy, you know? We don't know about that.
Yeah, but you got to remember, like, Australia is nearly as big as the USA, okay? And Americans just think it's all this one thing, but it's not. It's very different it's very diverse.
Yeah, all we think is, we know the coastal ranges. That's where you have all your populations. And then you have this fucking void in the middle called the outback. That's all we know.
But there's outback towns, there's mining towns, there's military towns, there's a huge amount of farmland beyond the mountains, like huge.
How different is the culture between the East Coast and the West Coast?
It's practically the same.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
it's not like America.
No, it's not. It's not. But it might become that as time goes on. But Australians travel for work. We're very spread out. You know, it's not that. But language-wise, I've been to Perth, I've been around, I've driven across the Nullarbor a few times, which is right across Australia. And it's exactly the same.
Hey, have you driven across the entire continent ever?
Yeah, yeah. I bought an old car and drove across in 1989. I drove across Australia, and I was going to take 2 weeks, and I got like, you know when you start driving, you just can't stop?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I just kept driving, and I did it in 4 days. I was supposed to take weeks and enjoy it and look at the views and that. And I just got in the zone.
So I'm looking at a map of Australia. So did you ever cross through the middle, though, through the outback, or was it like through the southern shore?
Now, the southern part's called the Nullarbor. I would drive across that. But when I was a kid, I went on a bus tour with a friend's family, and I went up the middle, like from South Australia up to Darwin, back down through Bourke. It's like through the absolute middle. There's not a lot there.
Yeah, looking at a map right now, that's crazy, man. That there's Alice Springs. Like these little towns are just isolated. I don't know. How the hell? Who lives out there? Like crazy.
Yeah, Alice Springs is like 50,000 people. When I was there, it's not much there.
Okay. All right, man. So enough of you Australians. So what's up? Yeah. What do you want to know about?
Well, actually, before I change the subject, show me your Australian accent. What do you got?
Okay, so, well, hiya, mate. Okay, I'm trying to think about, like, the crocodile hunter. Oh, gorgeous. Look at this beautiful snake. It's ready to shed its skin. It's so beautiful. Oh, it just fucking bit my hand. I'm going to have to take a shot. Okay, guys, cut the cameras. I don't know. I don't know if that's good.
That's terrible. That's really bad.
Crikey.
Yeah, that's okay. Terrible. There's a few points I want to make. One, Australians don't say crikey.
So why did that fool say crikey all the time?
Well, because he was doing like a over-the-top caricature of Australians. Oh, like he was like... When I first saw that guy, he was big in America. And when he got on our TV, everyone's like, what the fuck is this guy's problem? Why is he acting like so silly? And then you realize he's just exaggerating, you know, for the American audience. You're like, ah, good on him. Make some money.
All right. Hey, were you guys devastated when he died, or were you like, whatever?
No one could give a shit. You've been fucking with animals. You deserve to die.
I know, fucking like, dude, you're a fucking expert. Don't you know those fucking things are gonna shoot you through the heart or whatever the hell that thing, those rays, whatever you call those things, shark rays or whatever they are.
Yeah, the big stingray.
Stingrays. Doesn't he know that shit? Like, isn't there, like, you know, not to like put your hand in front of a snapping turtle because it's gonna snap.
Well, so I guess he knows now, Rick.
Huh?
I guess he knows now.
Yeah, I hope Bendy. Does it do that same?
Yeah, she's annoying. She's got a stupid round head that annoys me.
She's kind of hot, but I mean,
no, she's kind of not.
Is she fat? She got fat or what?
No, she's just got that chubby round face, like you know when a chick's got a head like a soccer ball, and you just want to kick it. You want to kick it and go.
And that's so, just real me. Quick, are you a soccer fan or what, or do you like other sports?
It's all Australian, like, rugby league here, or cricket.
Oh, rugby. Yeah.
And don't say rugby, because rugby means rugby union. And in rugby union, rugby league are very different. Don't get me started.
On what? You get to start on rugby?
Yeah, I get too fired up.
Do you have, like a pro rugby league, or?
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on. Like, does your pro rugby league, are you guys in competition with, like, the English rugby league?
Absolutely.
But do you guys ever play each other?
Or look at your American sports and you go, oh, it's the World Series of whatever. And you're like, you don't play any other countries, you fucking idiots.
I know.
It's embarrassing.
We're full of ourselves. We're like,
I know. It's like, it reminds me of rap where you got to exaggerate all your boxes and you're like, I am the greatest. I'm rich and I'm a baller. And you're like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, we're crazy, man. We think we own everything.
I know. It's funny. Oh, I enjoy it. It's cute. Good on you. You're happy in yourselves.
Yeah.
Now, all right, so shut up. I'm going to ask the questions from now on.
Go for it. Shoot.
Did you grow up in California?
Yes, born and raised.
What were you like at school?
What did I? What
sort of kid were you at school? Like, Were you a nerd? Were you cool?
Yeah, I was a nerd. Socially awkward. I got bullied, and starting in seventh grade in junior high, I started getting bullied for they took my money, my bus money. I had to like cling on the back of the bus because they would take my bus money.
Oh, because you were you weren't tough.
No, fuck no. Like I was a pushover. Like this little midget, this fucking dude. I always told my wife, I see this fucking midget on the street. I don't think I would ever hit him because I don't want to go to jail. But I would want to like, I would want to kill him. Basically,
you should kill him.
He like he used to torture me. I was like, okay, so I'm like 5'11". So back then, I don't know how tall, but I'm sure I was way taller than this little fucking midget. And this fucker used to punk me.
Made my life. It's not about height though, is it? It's about your head space.
Yeah, he was just, I mean, I was tortured in 10th grade. So what happened is I got into what's called the magnet program. So basically, I started going to another school far away and taking the school bus. But the next 2 years, 8th and 9th junior high, were really fun. I had like a lot of good friends and nobody bullied me. What was this little fucking prick's name?
What was his first name?
Enoch.
What? That's not a name.
Well, that's some Bible shit name. I mean, Enoch.
Enoch?
Yeah.
It sounds like it's from The Lord of the Rings or some shit.
I know, it does. Yeah, dude.
Did you ever look up and see what he become as an adult? Like,
no, I tried looking him up through Google, through Facebook. I mean, I can't find him because I wish I could just like, I don't know.
How many Enochs could there be?
Well, I even know his last name because of the yearbook. You know, I don't want to tell his last name. You don't or do tell
no,
you?
Don't. No, no.
Yeah, I don't want to. Oh, fuck him. His last name is Miramontes. Miramontes. Like, I guess that's how you would say it in English. Miramontes. So it's M-I-R-A. Look him up. Hey, if anyone can find him, I'll give you $10.
Holy shit.
Fuck that guy. Fucking midget. Watch, he's like 6'10". Anyway, Miramontes from East Los Angeles. Belvedere Junior High. That's where I went to school, 7th grade. Enoch, E-N-O-C. Anyway, this little fuck, man. Anyway, so junior high was cool. High school was same shit. I never had a girlfriend in high school, not until I graduated.
Why not?
I just couldn't hook up. I mean, I wanted a few girls, but, you know, they went with guys that were good looking.
So do you think that's why you're girl crazy now? Because you couldn't get game when you were young. You're trying to make up for lost time.
Yes, dude, because think about it. Like, I didn't get late. I never had a 16-year-old. You know, when I was 16, I didn't have a 16-year-old. So
that's interesting. Me, no, I never had.
Yeah, so I never had that. So I don't know. I guess I like them young now.
Yeah,
because I never had it. I never had my fill. You know,
what's your limit with youth? Like, at what point do you go, that's beyond the line?
Like Texas is 17. I date a 17-year-old.
Of course, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, what the fuck? You know that most U.S. states, the limit is 16? If you look up at Wikipedia for age of consent in the U.S., most states are 16.
That's 16 in Australia.
Yeah, I would do it at 16. If she's like saying, hey, I want to get laid, and she's already been banging for like 3 years, I'm like, okay, what the fuck? No, she's like a virgin.
But if you're 42, man, you can't do that. Like, if you're 19 or 20, you know, whatever.
What's the cutoff? See, that's the thing. Like, for some people, if you're 28, you should never date a 16-year-old, even if it's legal. For some people, if you're 22, you should never date a 16-year-old, even if it's legal. So what's the cutoff? I mean, I don't know. It just depends on, like, the chick. Like, I would never date a chick that was, like, vulnerable. Like, she doesn't, like... You know what I mean? I wouldn't do that because that's just playing on the fact that she's naive. So
I hate virgins.
Yeah, like a virgin and she doesn't know what's up and you're trying to like use your age.
Fuck off.
Yeah. I would never do that. That's because that's manipulating a young girl that doesn't know what's up. But if she's like 16, 17, she's like a horn dog and she gets laid all the time already. She's been with one kid. Fuck it then, you know?
Yeah, but you're crazy. You take these risks. I'm more conservative. Like, I wouldn't post pictures of me having sex on Twitter, man. I wouldn't do that in a million fucking years. And you're crazy.
I'm crazy, but that's what I'm saying. I got too crazy. I don't want to do that no more. Like, I'm not going to do that no more.
It's going to come out at some point. That desire is inside you.
if someone ever recognizes my kids and they know that I was, you know what I'm saying? Like somehow one day someone might say, hey, your dad used to post this shit, you know?
Yeah, that'd to my be kids.
It'd be embarrassing.
It would be embarrassing.
Yeah, now they're going to be like, I got to move out of here because now I'm a laughing stock. So I have to stop. So hopefully
that's
you,
hopefully your, would your wife be mad at you if she realized you're back on Twitter?
I think so.
Oh, well, I won't tell her.
Wait, what?
I won't tell her then.
How are you going to get a contact of her?
I'm joking. Fuck.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Hey, but here's the thing. You know how I used to post my cousins? I don't know, man. I don't know if one of them found out or I think the one that I called the goat, I think she just got a new boyfriend and she just kind of like started a new account. I think she said,
dude,
fuck everybody.
You got to let him go.
Yeah, I got to let him go.
Stop looking.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. I'm not letting him go. I'm just, hell no. Are you nuts? I want to see what's cracking.
I don't get the cousin loss, man. It's just cousins. Well,
you
got to
think
so
about
many
it.
Women.
I didn't grow up with these people. So it's not like I grew up with these girls and I've known them since they were, I don't know them. Like, I really don't know them. I just know that they're related.
But you seem to get off on the fact that they're related.
Oh, yeah. That is kind of like a turn on. I like those. See, one of my favorite porn is an old porn series called Taboo with Kay Parker. Yeah. And it's crazy. You know, it's like, I don't know. It's so kinky, man. I don't know why it turns me on. Now, I'm not into moms or like thinking about my mom or like if I was my, it goes from aunts and cousins and then that's it. You know, nothing closer to that. No immediate family. Just like, I guess what you call extended, your first cousins and all that. And aunts. Like that turns me, but I don't think of any, like, I always think of like let's say I look at a video of Lisa Ann. She's a famous porn star, a MILF porn star. I like to imagine that she's my aunt and that she's seducing me.
No, really?
I'm fucking nuts, dude. What do you want me to do, man? That's me, all right? That's me.
At least you own it.
I own it. I mean,
yeah,
I'm,
I respect
I'm not
you
saying
for
I'm
that.
Normal.
That's
yeah,
fine.
I'm normal. Yeah,
no, who I mean, is?
I'm in the minority. Oh, well. I mean, I'm fucked up like that, you know?
All right, so I know you've met for lunch or whatever, Caucasian Honger and Stanceler. Is there anyone else you've met up?
No. That's it. From
who
R&D
would you like
group?
To have lunch with out of people on Twitter? Like, is there anyone that you find more interesting?
Okay, so like the most fun I think would be straight up of Bob. Well, I met Bob Levy, but not
he's a celebrity, man. Like, I mean, of normal.
Oh,
Twitter
just the people.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Dizzy, man. I mean, I know he acts like he hates me, but I don't know. I think
you ever go up to Montana?
No, because there's no loads going up that way. Not it does. I mean, I don't have a reason work wise to ever go up there. It would have to be through vacation. You know, like, hey, we're gonna go up to Montana to hang out, and then I would try to meet him. That would be the only way.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. Like, he's got this big beard. So what is he hiding? You know.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of him. He looks like any regular dude with a full facial hair. I mean, that's about it.
No, I think he's hiding something. He's on the run from the law.
Yeah, he has to be. I mean,
why else have the big beard?
Yeah, dude. Like, I don't know. Well, he wears shades, and I saw he DM'd me videos of himself, so I know what he looks like at least with a hat and shades on.
That's not like gay shit you're doing there with him, is it?
No. We talk shit about certain people. There's certain people I can't stand. You're not included. And I'll talk shit about them with them. And
let's
that.
Name names, Rick. Who can't you stand?
I don't know. I don't want to, because it's a girl. And I think it's like, I don't know. I feel fucked up. I don't like her. I think she's, huh?
In this equal age, I'm very comfortable hating women.
All right. Okay. See, I don't want to go there because then there's a lot of people are going to be mad at me that why are you saying her name? And
oh, you're
but it's for well, it's not Flat Cat, it's not like Danielle.
Don't be a coward.
I don't like this chick Vegas,
but she's Mexican.
I don't give a fuck that she what she is. And I'm gonna
be later.
I'll tell you what, I don't like her. I'm not gonna say anything other than the fact that she I don't know, like I was messing with her once because she likes to mess around, and right. Then for a while we were following each other, we were kind of cool with each other, and then I started messing with her, like pretending to hit on her, I'm not attracted to her, and I've seen pictures of her. I'm just not, and I'm not going to bash her looks. I'm just saying I'm not into her. Other guys are, that's cool. But then she like started like telling Kevin Brennan, hey, fuck, she got Kevin Brennan to block me.
What?
You know, on my old account, yeah. She like, hey, Kevin, this fucking guy is doing this. You know, she tagged me, and then Kevin, I guess, likes her a lot. Like, you know, they're cool. Yeah. Maybe they've met. I don't know. And they blocked me. So I was like, you know, fuck you. You know, you're a scumbag because you like to dish it out, but you don't like to take it. See, that's the thing, Snake. You know I dish it out, but I take it. People absolutely come at me, you fucking weirdo. You like your cousin. You're disgusting. You're fat.
Yeah,
you're ugly.
No, yeah, that's right. If you're on Twitter, you got to be able to take shit.
Yeah, I take it because I do this shit out as well. This chick is all hypersensitive. She was like, stop harassing me. Stop harassing. I'm like, who the fuck's harassing you? I don't care about you. But you goof on me, I goof back. But when I'm harassing you? Fuck
so
you.
So it's possible that Kevin's having an affair with Vegas 702.
I doubt it, but I think Kevin could do better. I'm going to be honest. But and I'll leave it at that.
He's pretty old now.
Yeah, she's 51. She's throwing out pictures when she was You know who she looked like? Did you see that picture of her at 36, supposedly?
Nah. And I only see her. I actually don't follow her because I find most women annoying.
Okay. Well, I saw her post because somehow, like, you know, if certain people like a post, I see it on my timeline. So, you know, that's why. And she's like, she looked like a fat Angela Riley. Well, not fat, when Angela Riley, I don't know if you know who she is.
Yeah, I like Angela. She's awesome.
Yeah, she's really cool. I don't talk to her anymore, but I liked her chubby. I thought she was a beautiful chubby girl, like fine as fuck too. Not just that she was chubby, but I thought she was fine as fuck. Anyway, she looks like her. They kind of look alike in that old picture. I don't know. That sort of. Angela.
So is that your biggest feud? That's your biggest beef?
Yeah, I don't know. This guy Tommy used to, I don't know, Tommy Karate, he used to be cool with me.
He's the Californian guy, the army vet.
Yeah, we were super cool on Twitter, but then he got mad at me, I think because I talked shit about, I think it was Vegas too, because of that, or some, no, Silent Ant, some chick named Silent, I don't even know these people, whatever. She likes to call me a pig, and I'm like, yeah, I'm a pig, so what?
You are, you know, a whatever. Pig.
I'm a fucking pig. Oink, oink. I mean, I don't care. I only care about my wife's opinion. No offense to anyone, but that's really the only one that matters, my wife.
That's fair.
That's it. I mean, it's not that I don't care about anyone on Twitter, but that's the only one that truly matters. I mean, I care a little bit.
Now, Twitter people are interesting, and it's not your real life. It's just not.
It's not real life. You know, unless you see each other all the time at a Kumia show and you become real friends, that's different. But like for me, it's just like I'm just on here and I just log on and fuck around and then get off. That's it.
It's interesting because I know guys who've had problems with Twitter women, lonely women, single women, and they get talking DMs and then the chick gets too into them and then they can't get rid of them. And I'm like, wow. Don't talk to them. Like, just be stay friends. Don't go down that path, man. It's dangerous.
Yeah. I tried it. I was trying to hook up with everybody. I'm going to be honest. I'm not doing that anymore. I even throw pictures of my wife out there. I'm like, hey, I'm done with that. But for a while, I wanted to hook up with Flat Cat. I want to hook up with Danielle. I mean, I wanted them. Really wanted them. Like,
I don't want any
like,
of
let's
them.
Make, yeah. You know, so I'm past that. It makes it more fun. I'm not trying to like, I'm not stressed out trying to like, come on, let's hook up. Well, I don't know, Brown Snake. I don't know if you know. I did hook up with I shouldn't say this.
No, don't what? Say the
no,
name.
Nothing. Nothing. I can't say
I didn't do nothing.
I hooked up with a chick once from Twitter that I met on Twitter. We were both party
still. Is she still on Twitter? Like,
no, she got with someone else, and I think I did something fucked up. I shared her. I shared a picture privately with someone of me and her going at it, and that person ratted me out to her, like, "Hey, this was posted, you know, sharing this picture on DMs," and she got really mad. And she blocked me, and I'm totally understandable.
You are loosey goosey. You are loose as
fuck on Twitter. Yeah, I'm telling you, I got too stupid. Too stupid. Yeah, too.
That
too,
was
too
stupid.
Stupid.
Just be calm.
Yeah, I was trying to show. It was like showing off, like, hey guys, look, private. Look what I got. Look who I got. Look who I got. And it's like, dude, you know, she. If someone finds out who she is, it could destroy her marriage. You know, because she's married too.
You don't want to do that shit. You just want to.
I can't do that shit. No, I take it back. You know, I wish I could take it back. I mean, I totally regret it. I totally.
Nah, well, you learn.
I'll never do that shit again. I don't do that shit ever. Like, you know, if I DM people and I'm sharing stuff, it's like stuff that's public. Like, hey, look at what this person posted. They're a retard.
I always try and think I do that with my students. If whatever you say in DM, if it was published, you know, I'll trash talk and be a dick, but like, is there something I'd be ashamed of? No.
It was wrong. So if this person ever hears it, I've already said I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too.
For what?
I don't know. I just feel bad.
Yeah, I felt bad that I did that to her. But anyway, so I have hooked up two times. Two all-nighters, let's put it that way.
I forgive you, but don't do it again.
Well, I'm not trying to do it again. I'm one, sharing shit like that, private stuff, and trying to hook up. I'm done with that. You know, I confessed to my wife. See, here's the thing about trucking with your wife.
You confess to your wife?
Huh?
You confessed all your sins to your wife?
Yeah, dude.
Why?
Because that's what happens when you talk too much. When you drive too much for hours, at some point you start diving into like, hey, the past. Hey, how come? You know, me and my wife have known each other since we were 16. Either 15 and a half or 16, like at the beginning of 16. Because I became friends with her brother, and one day she picked us up, you know, and I'm like, right away I wanted her. I was like, whoa, this fucking thin, you know, like she even showed her belly button, those belly shirts from the 90s. You know, jet white hips.
Yeah.
You know those jeans that like for wide hip girls where they don't even have to wear they kind of hang off their hips.
Yeah, if they got a flat stomach, it's amazing.
She had a flat stomach. Flat stomach. Baby. She would show off her belly button. The top was right below her tits. Like,
she's putting it out there.
Dude, she was a fucking crazy, like, but I wanted her. But I was like, that's what I tell her. I'm like, you know, that's fucked up that I wasn't good enough for you back then. Oh, when you were 29, man, I was good enough for you, huh? When you were old and past your prime, but at 16, nah, you know, you were fucking around with other guys, right? You know what I mean? Like, I, because I'm tortured by that, you know? So she's like, you got to stop it. You got to let it go. What the
fuck? You think too much.
Yeah, I get crazy, man.
You know, anyway. You're different because I never talk about the past. You know, I don't ever talk. Yeah, fuck
well,
it.
That's
who cares?
The thing. Yeah, but see, when did you meet your wife? Are you married? I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm on my second wife. I think we've been married, I don't know, maybe 7 years.
But that's
years.
The thing. Seven, eight. Okay, years? That's a good run. What about your first wife? Was she like someone you hooked up very young with?
No, I was like 22 when I met her and she was 17. So,
okay, so that's the thing. So like I knew my wife at 16, but we didn't hook up. We didn't hook up till 29 when we reconnected. So that's always been like, I don't know, like it bothered me. Like, come on, how come you never went out with me? You know, I one time. She told me, yeah, you went to my house and you declared yourself to me. And
yeah,
I'm like, what happened?
You got no confidence, Rick. You got to work on your confidence, man.
Well, she said, like, I wasn't ready to date. I'm like, bullshit. I was just in good looking enough with, which honestly I do get because I'm superficial too. I mean, I'm not going after ugly girls.
Who does?
So I get it. But anyway, so what happened is we started talking about the past. And at some point, I started talking about the recent past.
Somehow, how'd she take it?
Here's the deal. I didn't tell her that I cheated. I tell her that I was actively always trying to hook up on Twitter and in person. I did, you know.
Well, how'd she take that?
She got bothered, but she's like, hey, I get it. She had two kids. She got really fat. She's lost a lot of weight. She's going, you know, she's under 130. I think she's 130 something now, you know, but she had blown up to 200 plus.
Yeah, I thought you liked big girls.
No, but I mean, I don't know. I just didn't like it in my wife. I don't know why. I liked her the way I married her. You know what I mean? It's different. Like, I married you a certain way. I wanted you to look that certain way. Because I'm pretty much I gained a few pounds, but since I
got fat.
Yeah, I got pretty fat too. But I don't know, but I'm a guy, you know?
Yeah, fucking hypocrite. Yeah, that's fair enough. Absolutely fair. It is different.
So, yeah. So, and when the women have babies, man, their bodies change. Dude. It's not the same anymore. Her cooch is still good, you know, but.
Yeah. Some do, some don't. I think it's different for everyone.
I'm like, you got. Yeah. So it's, well, some hide it well, you know, but I think all of them have it. even if it's a little bit. She's going to get surgery for that shit, she says, where they cut your, like, they take that shit out. Well, I'm like, all right. You know, I'll still fuck the shit out of her, but, you know, but, you know, we were banging a lot in this truck, man. But anyway.
Yeah, we can say that.
So I basically, when you're alone with someone for hours, you end up talking, and I did end up talking. She forgave me. She said, I forgive you. I see pictures of that time, and I really was a big mess. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I didn't want to sleep with you anymore. Like, I'd rather jack. I was rather, for like 4 years, I was preferring jacking off than sleeping with her, than banging her.
Yeah, that's so, a shame.
Anyway.
I feel sorry for her.
So I think the question was my past. So yeah, how did I grow up? So I grew up a nerd. I got bullied. But I also had good friends. I had good times. So it was both. But I never had a girlfriend in high school. I didn't get laid.
Well, it's interesting because you can see your childhood in you now, like in a number of ways when you think about it. It's quite interesting that it's still lurking in you.
Yeah, I think it fucked me up. I think when you're good, that's a good look thing with good looking. I told my wife, you're a good looking girl. You've been getting hit on. Dude, she was 14 getting hit on by adults, men. You know, she was 11 getting hit on by a male teacher. She told me all that. She's like, dude, yeah, this
teacher. That's not most chicks, though. Chicks have it easy.
Well, if they're good looking, I mean, I've seen fat ones that I'm sure we're not getting hit on. I mean, but what I'm saying is, I was like, dude, you almost got raped. You almost got like chased down by a guy in a van who wanted to kidnap you. You know, but you've always had guys wanting you. I've never had that, so I'm fucked up from it, you know.
Yeah,
that's, you know, you could have a normal life because you've always been hit on and guys find you pretty. I never had that, so I never had girls find me attractive. So I don't know, I guess I'm fucked up. I'm getting over it now, but good. You know, sort of. sort of.
Do you pay a white guy to mow your lawn while you're on the road?
So we do have, okay, so here's the deal. We're renovating our house. So here's what thing with white guys, at least where I'm from in East Texas, rural East Texas, there's a lot of bums and there's they like bubbas. Our neighbor who are white, a white couple said, dude, don't hire bubbas out here. They'll steal your money. You got to hire, you know, non-bubbas, like just guys that are white guys that are like civilized. They're not too country-ish. You know,
right.
So we have hired people to fix our gutters, our lawn. Yeah, we've had a lawn. We had a white guy doing our lawn service. He has a company. So, you know, and we've had him do it. He does a great job. So
oh, that's good.
We have. Yeah. But we also, but here's the deal. Sometimes a lot of the work we also. So for like things like electrical work, you got to hire white. Things for plumbing, white. Mexicans, you can hire like the illegals that are out where we live. We can hire them for like trim stuff, like cutting wood, cutting
sheetrock,
you know, this and that. Yeah, like the less complicated, the less skilled type of work. Like they'll work their asses off, but it requires less skill. You don't need a certain license. You don't need a certain permit, like electricians. Like that, we got to go with guys that are like bonded and what do you call it? And certified and all that shit because they got to do it right. You can't
get in Australia, we don't have no Mexicans, man. So all our tradespeople are white and all the landscaping people are white.
What about Aborigines? They don't do that stuff?
Nah, man. I've never seen an Aboriginal landscaper. Jesus.
What? Are they uppity or is it because what?
There's a lot of I guess it's like your American Indian people. There's a lot of government staff.
They just rather be lazy.
Well,
I mean, straight up, I've driven through Oklahoma.
Honestly, it's getting a lot better. It's getting a lot better now. They're more and more working. But when I grew up, it was nearly non-existent.
Wow. That's what Dizzy says. Mike Dizzy, he lives in Montana. He says there's a lot of tribes up there, and they're just bums, drinking all day, shit like that.
Yeah, it's not that bad, but there's something in the welfare state that's corrosive to people.
Yeah. Some rather live in poverty as long as it's like, as long as they don't have to go to work, they'd rather live in slums or in like a broken down shack.
Because it's hard. If you don't have incentive, why do you work, you know? Do you ever worry about that with your kids? Like, how do you raise them to not be like lazy socialists and weak?
Well, I mean, I don't know how to do it because, I mean, our kids are still young. But at some point, I'm going to be like, look, you want to live in a house like this or you don't want to live in trash, like point out a fucked up area, you got to work.
I mean, just don't spoil them. Don't make it too easy, I suppose.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I worry about that all the time. Hey, what is with you and Hitler? Why are you so interested in Hitler?
I thought you said Hilo. Hitler. Dude, I don't know, man. I don't know why. I just felt like he's such a badass. Hey, you know that motherfucker was in World War One, right? A frontline soldier.
Yeah.
Like even he was first, like he almost got killed. Like he even volunteered to go back to the front lines when he got gassed in like 1917. They said, "Hey, you're kind of done," and he's like, "Nah, fuck that." Send me
but
back.
There's heaps of war heroes that. Why do you have to pick one that's a vegetarian?
I know he's kind of whack with that shit. I don't know. I don't care about it. He's just a badass. Yeah, and he is fucked up with the chicks. I mean, dude, if I were Hitler, oh my god, I would have been pounding everything.
He fell in love with his niece, so he reminds me of you.
Yes, yes, that's true. He did. But she was a half niece, so it kind of made it better. You know, that is.
Crazy. And he moved around. She ended up killing herself. Come on, that is you.
Yeah, Gelly Rabal.
Yeah,
Gelly Gate. I think her name was Gelly Rabal. Raw ball, like I don't know how you say her last name, but yeah, she ended up killing herself. What happened? What were you asking me?
I can't remember.
You said something at the end.
So, moving on from the sex stuff, why do you think like he lost? Do you think if he did invade Russia, it'd be different?
No, he almost crushed. No. Okay, so look, if you really look at casualty figures, he didn't follow the advice of his generals, like the professional soldiers who were like, dude, at some point you gotta like. The song goes, you gotta know when to run, you gotta know when to hold them or whatever, you gotta know when to run. Like, you gotta, he had a World War One mentality, like, hey man, the way to win this war, we just gotta like stay fixed wherever the German soldier sets foot, he stays. And that was dumb. Like, you gotta, this is a new type of warfare with mobility, you gotta be mobile, and the German army was good at it, but he would always be countered. So like Stalingrad, that disaster was all him, it wasn't anything else. He put his soldiers in a trap. It's not that the Soviets were better at leadership or skill. It was just
what should have they done? Just avoid Stalingrad and move on?
Well, they could have cut off. You don't attack a city like that. At some point, if you can't take over a city fast, then you got to stop and say, okay, let's do it another way. Let's surround it. Let's cut it off. Or just fuck it. He just became obsessed with the name Stalin, you know, Joseph Stalin. Maybe. That was the name. So, but anyway, he was just not flexible, and he would never let his generals run the war. If there's always, I throw it out to Ant once, if he would have, like a scenario, if he would have put this one guy named Albert Kesselring, he was actually an Air Force general, but he knew about ground warfare. He was the one defending Italy from the, you know, from the Allies. He would have put that him in Normandy. Fuck Rommel. Fuck, you know, no, you put his ass in Normandy before the invasion. I don't know if the invasion succeeds, the Normandy landings. He might have crushed them.
No.
So I'm just saying the way he thought, because, and by the way, by 1944, the Germans were bled, had been bled white. All their troops were replacement troops, were whack. They didn't have enough training. They were not,
no, morale was low.
Yeah, they just, I mean, the best troops got wiped out in 1941, 1942, and 43 by the Soviets, straight up.
Yeah.
Those fucking Russians.
But it's like when the Americans were pushing Japan back up through the Pacific, you guys would skip whole islands and go, fuck it, just leave them there and just leave them there to wither.
That's what I'll say. You look at a map, I'm like, why did they have to take every single dumb island?
You left people there all the time. You're like, skip that, cut them off, leave them.
Yeah, just that island hopping shit was nonsense. They could have just like gone straight to like Okinawa or something.
I think you had to get the airfields though. Wherever there's an airfield, you had to take it down.
Yeah, that's true. But they could have just gone for the Marianas and then straight to Okinawa. Iwo Jima. I guess they needed Iwo Jima. Anyway, yeah, World War II is a trip. And I like the European theater. But yeah, I don't know. I'm obsessed with Hitler. I mean, just, hey, have you ever noticed something? When you download something on your phone, it's like a circle with a little block in the middle.
No.
And as you're downloading, like, it looks like Hitler for a while because like the hair, you know, Hitler had that.
No,
that
I never hairstyle. Noticed that.
Anyway, all right. Anyway, yeah, I love Hitler. He's the best, and he's a weird. I know he was a weirdo, but fuck, man, that fool was crazy, man. Hey, and he didn't ditch Berlin. He could have left Berlin and said, "I'm going to South America," or even just go to Norway or go to the Bavarian.
No, you did the right thing. You got to go down with the ship.
Yeah, that fool went down with the ship. He's like, fuck it, I'm going to die here, man. Hey, there's a, I know everyone talks about this Downfall movie from 2004, which I love, but I think a better movie is 1980, The Bunker. 1981, The Bunker with Anthony Hopkins as Hitler. People got to check that shit out. That shit is a bomb-ass movie, and I love his Hitler.
Anthony Hopkins, I think your favorite movie would be Convoy.
Nah, I mean, dude, I'm a trucker, but I can't, dude, I can't stand half the truckers, man. They're fucking assholes. Like, we're always fighting. No, you know, I know there's like supposed to be camaraderie. There's a lot of fighting. Some of these pricks are like miserable assholes. They're douchebags. They like to fuck with people. Like, dude, one guy wanted to cut me off. Like, you know, where they all want to be, like, so many people want to be Fast and the Furious. Like, where there's a, okay, let's say you're on the right lane, there's someone on your left, and there's that gap, and they want to fit in there, but like that's dangerous, like because they can clip you.
Yeah,
and it's like
relax.
I can't, I don't know. I'm always pressing my brake because I'm like, I don't want to get into an accident, man. These fuckers are insane, whether they're truckers or just regular guys. Like,
well, you own your own truck, don't you? That's your truck.
Yes, it's my wife's and ours. She
yeah,
put
but
down
so you take on contracts, is that right, or do you have a steady contract?
Yeah, I'll tell you how it works. So without getting, I don't want to say who I work for.
No, keep it simple.
Okay, so basically, we bought our truck. It's ours. We have to have insurance and all that because you can't have a DOT number without your insurance. They'll cancel you. So whatever, it's our truck. Now, some guys lease to companies. They lease to Swift, to Schneider, J.B. Hunt, to whatever. They lease to big companies or smaller companies. They lease to. We don't do that. We don't lease to anyone. We are independent. But we have to, so we have to use load boards where you find loads, and we basically have what's called a carrier package, which includes your insurance, your, all your paperwork, your permits, you know, your authority to basically drive interstate. So when you book a load, brokers, first of all, say, give me your package. We got to go over it. Make sure you're safe. Check out your safety score and all that. Make sure you're good. Okay. You're good. So here's a contract. It's already pre-written. You just have to fill out certain things.
So each trip is an individual contract.
Yeah. It's an individual contract. So, and you just got to negotiate how much. They might tell you, look, we want to pay you this much per mile. You might tell them, go fuck yourself, which you don't say that, but you say, no, man, it's like, I need more, man. I got to go through mountains or it's like, you know, you're asking me to do this and deliver it by here. I need more money, you know, or the fuel is just crazy right now. So you got to negotiate. You got to meet halfway. And that's how you do it. So even with the gas prices, how much they spike, they literally went almost three times as much. They've gone down a bit.
Is it still better off to own you? You make much more money owning your truck doing this than working for
Yeah. When I was a company driver, so I don't mind saying that. I used to work, I drove for Swift, I drove for J.B. Hunt, I drove for, because I'm gone. I'm done with that shit. I don't, you know, you can't fuck me with that information. So I don't care who hears this. Who was it? What are they called? The Hub Group. I drove for Hub Group, and those were my three companies. And basically, I never made more than like gross $1,800 a week.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, okay, so let's say $7,000 a month. I mean, but after taxes, like six G's. Let's say six G's. I never made more than that. So take home. So it's like, I rather honestly at this point, I make more money. A lot, like probably twice as much.
That's
but
great.
I gotta be enslaved to the road. But here's the problem: I gotta be enslaved to the road. Now, if I want to cut back on the road time, see, I gotta do it for a while because we're doing this house renovation. Once
and
I'm done with that
shit,
you can't. That yeah. It, and if you are sick, you keep driving unless you really can't.
But with
you know,
the diabetes,
you're like literally,
your legs are gonna fall off.
Well, you could get an amputation, and you could. I've seen guys that like. You know, I've seen guys that can barely walk trucking. They're literally all like with the walking sticks and they're hobbling and it takes them a minute to get up into their truck. Yeah, I'm fine. Like, look, you just go to these shitty DOT, you do these shitty Department of Transportation medical exams and then, yeah, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, by the way, there's a shortage of truckers. So they can't get
just keep trucking.
But anyway, I'm still making more money. It's still if it wasn't profitable, I would have to hang it up and go back to being a company driver because you don't have to worry about fuel or truck expense. Oh, dude, guess what? I had to pay $311 today, a couple hours ago, because I turned off my engine and you're not supposed, I have three refrigerated coolers running. You can't do that for more than like 10 or 11 hours or it's going to suck your battery dry. Guess what? My battery was dead today.
Oh, no.
Fucking, I left it up. I left the engine off for like 22 hours. And that was it. It drained my battery. So I had to get a jump. $311, dude.
Breaks your heart.
I'm parked at a TA and the fucking place is closed. Like, what? Like, their shop is closed. I'm like, I had to call a Love's 20 miles away and get a jump start. Just for a jump start. Literally, I should have just gone to the, I see how they do it now. All you need, I could have gone to the parking lot, called out $40 and said, hey, $40 right now forever jump starts me right now. That's all I had to have done.
Well, you'll learn for
next
time.
That's what I'm doing next time. Next time, I'm never calling, like, unless I'm in the road in the middle of nowhere and I do need it, you know, I'm fucked. But other than that, dude, I'm just calling someone and be like, hello, $40. Can you just jumpstart me with your regular car, your regular pliers, jumpstart cable?
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
Have you ever paid a lot lizard?
No, I've seen them. I think I've only seen one, maybe two, but I saw one inside a truck stop store. She started talking to me. I was like, this girl's, there's no reason for you to talk to me. You're a lot lizard. Like, I'm thinking in my head, and she's like, oh, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, I don't know why. I know I'm looking to get laid, but I don't like the idea of paying for sex. I can't stand
man.
It.
Me neither.
I want a chick that says, hey, I like you. I want you to fuck me because I like
you. They gotta be into you.
That turns me on. Yeah. It's just some chick like, okay, it's gonna be 20, it's gonna be $100, and you only get 20. Fuck, get out of here, get out of here. You already made my lit, like, my dick
lit. All right, we gotta keep moving because we're running out of time. So, on the road, you play a lot of podcasts.
Wait, what?
When you're on the road, you play a lot of podcasts.
Oh, play podcasts. I used to, and I don't know why. All these podcasts. I love Anthony Cumia. I love Nick DiPaolo. You know, they all have their podcasts. But it's gotten too political. I don't like talking politics for more than 5 minutes. And if it's all politics, I can't take it. I get it. Like In Hot Waters, I used to love In Hot, but I don't know. Are they still political? Or are they gone? Is it mostly comedy?
Well,
because I used to listen to it.
I don't always watch In Hot Water. I watch it like once every 2 or 3 weeks. So I'm probably the wrong guy to ask. But you know that.
Okay. I just don't
want. You know, Aaron left the show, right?
No.
Jesus, you're well behind.
I left Twitter, so I don't. I would have known through Twitter.
Nah, Aaron left the show, and he's going to do his own thing. And that was a pretty bitter sort of split, divided the compound community. I didn't really care, so I don't really have an opinion on that. And then just recently, Pat Dixon punched Gino in the face at Sullivan's Bar.
Well, I've been reading that, and then he's been going at it with Chrissy Mayer. That shit was funny.
Right, so that's been another whole thing. But ever since then, Gino just rants about, you know, Pat Dixon and yada, yada, yada. So. Okay.
Oh, and even Kevin Brennan, I loved them, but he started getting too repetitive, like bitching about other comics. So you know what I miss, dude? So no, I don't listen to podcasts. I quit everything.
You quit MLC? Like,
once in a while. Huh?
You even quit MLC?
Yeah, because it got kind of boring to me. It's just like, you know what I miss, dude? The Howard Stern years. I know some people are Opie and Anthony. I never heard them, so I'm not going to say if they were good or not. I just don't. I know Anthony's hilarious. I mean, that fucker is hilarious. So, but I used to listen to Howard Stern. I miss just a show where it's mostly just like stupid game, on-air games, just ragging on people, making fun of very. I miss that. I that's what I miss.
I never watched Howard Stern or listened or.
Yeah.
So, okay. Not...
Well, I mean, to me, he was hilarious. He was the greatest. Still is to me. Even though I think Anthony Cumia is funnier, I just think Howard had the greatest show of all time with Artie Lang and then even the Jack years. I started listening in '95, and I quit in 2020 because he got unbearable. I can't stand him as a person anymore. I fuck him. But up to like 2012, 13, 14. I mean, I love the show, man. It was the greatest thing for me.
So you don't listen to Ski Mask no more?
No, I don't listen to anybody. You know, I just don't. I mean,
well,
I'm
what
not,
do you do? Just play
I
music.
Think, I play music, dude. I do a lot. I like watching ghost shows on. Like, I'm into ghost paranormal stuff. So I have Discovery Plus. That's an app, Discovery Plus, and it has all the ghost shows that I could ever want. And or on YouTube, I see ghosts. I just like ghost stuff, like ghost.
Man, that's shows. Not real. It's just stupid.
I think it's real. I just think it can't be explained yet by science. That's the thing. Look, for a while, gravity couldn't be explained, but it's real. Just takes time, you know, because you have to. This is the only thing that trips me out. How can you have a conscious being without a physical brain, right? A physical brain is what creates thoughts, right? The brain to create thoughts, like for consciousness. It's not. So how can you have that without the brain? Like, how can a consciousness exist? You know, whether it's spirit or something.
It doesn't.
I know. So some people theorize it's just repetitive energy that's entrapped, like it's energy trapped in a house or something, and it just keeps replaying like a videotape, like so much energy attached. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe there are such things. See, I don't believe I'm not saying it's not possible. I just don't believe in God. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I don't. I'm an atheist. Okay. Even though I'm a conservative,
I admit I just don't know. How would you know? No one knows.
Yeah, you don't know. I mean, that's what I'm at. So, and I don't bash people for being religious. I don't care. You know,
no, me neither. So, in fact, I prefer people who are religious. I'm just not.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Because a lot of people would be fuck nuts without, like, worse than if they weren't religious. So anyway, but I'm into ghosts, so I believe in that. I believe that. So unless they're bullshitting everything, how do you record voices? How do you record stuff like that? Unless in post-production they're adding fake stuff. But then at some point, someone would have ratted something out. They would have said, look, I'm the one that used to, we added voices, we added sound effects. You know, someone would have come out with
it. It's a big market, dude. Like, there's so many people that want to believe. It's a big market. There's a big incentive for these shows to make it this way. In my world, no one talks about it. No one has ghosts. No one gives a shit. Why is that?
I mean, it's just, I don't know. Some people want to believe. Some people do believe. Some people say, no, it's impossible. I don't say nothing's impossible because, you know, well, I mean, I'm just saying with ghosts, we got to wait and see. Look, you know, like I believe in evolution. Some people don't. They call me nuts. You're like crazy. How did we evolve from this? I'm like, hey, it makes sense to me that we went from the hard egg, though, from like amphibious, those little watery eggs, to the hard egg, to animals being able to, like mammals, you know, just to give live birth. I mean, it's just, it looks like evolution.
It's possible, but I think it's like God. You just don't know. It's a good theory. It's possible, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, here's, think about this when it comes to, here's my one thing that I can't explain. Like, how can anyone explain it? Noah's Ark. How could you fit two of every type of animals? Remember, there's not just one elephant. Two elephants. There's different types of elephants, different types of crocs.
How do you believe in ghosts and not believe in this? What's the difference?
Well, because that's what I'm saying. I just don't believe in that story. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, and by the way, let's say Noah's Ark landed in Iraq or in some mountain in Turkey. That's what I've heard. Like, they think it landed. How the fuck did a penguin get from that location to South Antarctica? A polar bear. How did it cross deserts to get to wherever it needs to be? Same
because
with
God
like,
made
did...
it happen.
Well, okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't believe in that. But if I don't believe in God, I just don't believe. If there's no evidence for it, then God. See, that's what I'm saying. I how come there aren't religious scientists that are out to prove it? Like, no, we're gonna prove, counterproof what people say about the migration of animals and people and how humans exited Africa and blah 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 blah. Why aren't there counterproof? Like people said to, like, to disprove that or to prove something else, like the what's on the Bible, that everything made on the first day. And it, to me, it doesn't make sense that things came out. There's no need for so many animals unless it's through evolution. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense.
God might have liked animals, like, and he goes, I'm just going to make some wacky shit just for kicks. Yeah, well, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I don't believe in it.
No, I mean, I'm not saying what about aliens and UFOs? You know that?
I hard to find. Okay, so here's the problem. The nearest star is what? 4 light years away. Light years. So
I don't even think the moon's
so
real.
Really? For real? You're messing around?
No, I'm messing around.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Like, the nearest star, which could have a planet, or because we know that the other planets here in the solar system can't sustain life. We know that. So let's say another, like, the closest planets that are to the closest stars are light years away. How the fuck, I mean, four light, let's say you do a four-year trip, or I think it's four light years away, but let's say other stars are, like, 100 light years away. How do you, you know, I don't, but then we can't think of human terms. We can't think of an alien being like a human that lives up to like 89, 90 years old and it looks like us. So we don't, who knows? Maybe there are, but do I believe in life? Yes, because I'll tell you this. There's trillions of billions of galaxies, each galaxy with billions or even a trillion stars. Let's say half those stars have planets orbiting around them. And let's say 1% of those planets are habitable. There's going to be life.
Yeah, I think statistically you're probably right. We're not that special that it could only happen here. If it can happen here, it can happen somewhere
else.
Exactly. No, you're right.
Yeah, okay, anyway, I believe there's possibility. Not saying that they're real, but possibility, I don't say it's impossible. Anyway, what else? What's up?
No, that's it, man. We're done. I've got to go. That's enough. If I go too long, people spaz at me.
So I'm fascinating as fuck. What are you talking about? I am beyond fascinating. All right, anyway. All right. Thanks, Brown Snake. Nice to meet you. Voice to voice. You know, not face to face, but at least voice to voice. And good talking. If you ever want to hit me up again for something, you hit me up.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been good. Thanks, man.
Thanks, everybody. I love you, Flat Cat, you sexy woman. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, man.
I still love her. Love her to death. Bye.
Like, that's what the world needs, another podcast.
That's right. From two comedians.
Yeah, my mom has a fucking podcast.